Darcy Watergrave, Sports Talk host, is with us. Hey, Darcy.
Hello, Hedipa. How are you today?
I'm okay. And nice. It is really significant, isn't it, that Campbell Johnston has come out?
Yes. And there are a few trolls out there and a few people are making a point that surely the rainbow community want to be treated the same. Why are we making big song and dance about this? But I think it's important at the level that this has come out at. This is the All Blacks.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at, if you look at the black ferns, that's not an issue. You look at the white fern, not an issue. But if you look at the higher echelon of masculinity with the All Blacks, for someone to actually break that seal and go, no, it's actually all right and I've done it, and there you go. I don't say it's going to open the floodgates, but it's going to make it a lot easier for a lot of people to go, yeah, that's cool. Because there are people out there, as we know, and we saw that with the Israel Folau situation, that really struggle with admitting their sexuality because they feel it's not going to be accepted. And I think generally in the community over the last 10 years, we're all open to that. 20 years, we start accepting that. We're all good with that. But to get to those higher spaces where it's seen as being a no-go and to actually crack that, I think that is enormously significant.
Here's the thing, though. Can I ask you this question? Yeah. Do we have any elite rugby players at world level who are out while playing?
Didn't Gareth Thomas come out while he was playing?
I don't know.
Or did he come out after he was playing?
I'm not sure. And the reason I ask you that question, Darcy, because so if at best maybe we have one, right, who was playing at the time, because that's really what this is about, isn't it? I mean, Campbell talks about the fact that he's come out now and it was difficult at the time that he was playing in this. That's really what I don't want to demean what he's done, but actually what we need is somebody at that level to come out as gay, because otherwise we still reinforce the idea that you have to stay in the closet until you're finished playing.
While you're playing, and then it's okay when you're out. But I think what we're doing
is we're just
chipping away at this concept,
bit by
and
bit.
This is another chip away at the concept. And slowly, but I was trying to explain to my daughter, and she said, oh, it seems like she's only 12. And she goes to me, she goes, why is this a thing? Shouldn't this have happened years ago? Is this really a thing, Dad? And I'm like, things are slow. And I said, well, late last century, you'd go to jail for being homosexual. And she's like, I'm sorry? And she could not comprehend that it was illegal. So I think the jumps and the leaps that we've made over the last 30, 40 years have been enormously significant. And this is just another notch. It's like, that's another one. And slowly it'll all break down and we'll turn around and go, I remember when Campbell Johnston came out? Huh. Well, who cares?
Yeah.
But it is significant now because of where it is and the timing it's come out. And I think that we should all be celebrating this. And so it's rugby, sport, the rainbow community, New Zealand community, everybody. It's not just one particular aspect. It's all of us. It's great.
Darcy, what's going on with Rory McIlroy and Patrick Reid?
Oh, I don't think they particularly like each other.
Was it Reid who threw the tea?
Reid threw the tea. So basically, Reid turned up at the start of this Dubai Classic and he wanted to go over to Rory and wish him a Merry Christmas.
Rude. Like, his mum would be disappointed in
probably,
him.
But you remember that Patrick Reid's lawyer served a subpoena to Rory McIlroy on Christmas Eve for something around the LIV golf tour. And he's like, yeah, you really wrecked my Christmas and you really think that you can just turn around and shake my hand, it's going to be okay after you pulled that? No, you can't. I'm not accepting it. And when he was asked about it live in an interview, he just said nothing. He just looked at them, shrugged his shoulders and went, look, and I get that. You ever go at me that way? Why do you think you can just come up and shake my hand? Everything's going to be okay. Because it's not. I mean, they've had tension previously, but that game yesterday, the final nine holes, I'm going to bed. I've got to work tomorrow. I've had a long weekend and here I am at 10 past midnight still watching it because McIlroy was on the lead and then Reid started charging back again. It went to and fro and then right at the very end, the death of the game, and Rory had this hole that he's had a mare on before where he's lost tournaments, he's gone into the water. He put it right on the out of bounds, laid the ball up. The next stroke dropped on the green, a 15-foot putt for consecutive birdies to overhaul Patrick and beat him. That's drama. I mean, that's theatre. And Rory McIlroy, like, does it matter that it was Patrick Reid? He goes, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It was here. So for him to keep himself calm and know what was going ahead, and then the pictures of Reid in the clubhouse kind of sweating profusely going, what's going to happen here? It was classic golf, which is wonderful to watch.
Brilliant stuff. Darcy, thank you for painting us a picture. That's Darcy Watergrave. He'll be on Sports Talk this evening, 7 o'clock.